Digo operator.
Joined.
Carol.
Joined.
Hi there, Cheryl here.
Good morning, Cheryl. This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Look, I mean, we know we're getting people in early and complaining now. This is a good thing.
Yeah. Let me. I'm starting my call out now.
Thanks, Bob. Mm-hmm.
Fatimata.
Joined.
Hello, Fatimata. Cheryl here.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
So-and-so-so. I have a
oh.
headache. A bad headache, but...
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Have you had enough fluid to drink today, or do you get migraines?
Yeah, I'm taking fluid. I'm drinking a lot of water.
Mm.
But just, I guess, just too tired, traveling too much these days.
Yeah. That can happen. That can happen.
Yeah.
Do you suffer headache often?
Not really. I mean, you know, with my eye problems sometimes, but, yeah.
Yes, that could be, yes, that could be.
That could be a reason, yeah.
Yeah. How is that going?
My
eyes?
Eye
problem. Yes, how are your eyes?
I mean, much better. Yesterday, I got a new pair of glasses. I mean, and I feel much better now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Sometimes when, even when your muscles are around the eyes are working less hard, they're still having to change their adjustments with the new glasses.
Yeah.
So that might also give you a little bit of strain and contribute to a headache. So
Yeah, they're definitely right. Yeah, maybe that's it. I mean, I just got them yesterday. Maybe that's it, yeah.
Of course, what would be good is to have a lovely, relaxing, warm pack across the back of your neck and perhaps a neck rub. That would help.
Yeah.
Probably not just yet.
Hong Xue.
Joined.
Hello, finally I'm here.
Hello, Hong.
Hi, Hong. This is Fatima.
Oh, hi. Oh, well. Good evening, everybody.
Evening, morning here.
Morning.
Morning in Washington.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So only four of us are here.
well, yes, but they're only just dialing out to the people who need dialing out to.
I see.
And well, we're due to start at in another 15 minutes. So.
Okay.
In another 15 minutes. So it's not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was scheduled for 13:30 UTC.
Oh, okay. I saw 30. I don't know why.
Oh, hey, it's good we can talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're very busy. You're busy today, Fatimata?
Yes, I am.
That won't help with a headache.
Oh, you know, I should be in the French Channel, otherwise it would be only hour there. But I'm going to chat with you and then switch them. So, Cheryl, you're quite busy at home, huh?
Yes, we're very busy at the moment. Particularly, this is heading towards the end of our financial year. So for all the company and also for the organisations, the not-for-profits like ISOC AU and even our CCTLD, AUDA, we all have our year-end reporting and tax requirements. And, of course, it means we're also busy doing our budgets and everything for next year. But we also have a very important task and a very short time to do it. The new Australian government has decided that it would be a very good thing to be more interactive in telecommunications and communications co-regulation, to be more interactive with consumers. So after 10 years or so of a few different peak bodies having grown up in this space, we are now trying to become a single overarching entity to handle a lot of the high-level stuff and yet still retain the individual identities. So there's an awful lot of meetings and an awful lot of... I suppose it's best to say trading.
Spanish interpreter on the English channel.
Joined.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also quite busy at home, so I'm going to go back this weekend.
Mm-hmm. How long is the flight for you?
Excuse me? How long is the flight from New York?
Yes.
8 hours. I'll have to fly from New York, from Washington to New York, and from New York to home.
Right. Do you have much time in New York? Do you have got a couple of hours, or is it just one plane to another?
It's less than a couple of hours. It's like 1 hour, 30 minutes, or even less.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not far. African Civil Society, Foreign Information Society, they're planning to organize an IGF meeting in Dakar in September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, so that they will talk about some main themes and come up with an African position. So that's something we're trying to organize, but... it will be a lot of work because we did not really decide very much soon. I mean, this will be held in end of October.
Mm.
Yeah, so we don't have much time to plan.
No,
lots for funds and stuff like.
Lots to do in this time. Hong, Adigo, who is the call people, are asking, "What is your status? Are you on and are you okay?"
Oh, and I'm okay now. I helped myself. I called in.
Okay. I'll just type into the meeting because she was just asking.
Oh, right.
I somehow managed to get a J in the word fine. That was clever.
So, Hung, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
I'm sorry, I couldn't do anything about the IDN because of my eyes at that time.
Oh,
I'm glad you took over again.
Well, I just doing the report. Keep the community updated about the progress. I hope it's progress on a fast track, even though it's very slow. It should really be called slow track.
Instead of fast track, yeah.
You wonder what would happen if it was a normal track, don't you?
Yeah.
If this
we
is
don't
fast.
Have normal track.
Yeah.
If it's fast, wow.
Right, exactly. So either it's fast or slow is up to comparison, but it's no when it's nothing to compare. You don't know whether it's fast or not.
Yeah, you're right. yeah, Cheryl, I'm still also trying to
French interpreter on the French on the English side.
Joined.
Cheryl,
is somebody else joined? What did?
Yep, go ahead, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach out, you know, to recruit more African ALS. So I think we'll soon have a new one from Congo Brazzaville, the French speaking country.
Very good.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Cheryl, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I actually have a story about ALS recruitment. You see, there's a new applicant from China, and their website has been blocked by the Chinese government.
By the Chinese?
Okay. For any particular reason, or just?
I guess it's absolutely by mistake. There's nothing sensitive or controversial on the website. But it just. You know that the Great Firewall is an automatic system using the keyword system.
So it's being fixed.
Oh, right. But it's unfortunate. And Nick is asking whether the applicant should use a section on the AP Reload Wiki. For the information briefing. But I'm not concerning that. This is a kind of bypassing the censorship, and I guess that will make the government upset.
Well, yes, you would have to be very careful. Is it simply a matter of when the government is less busy with some other
mute
thing, that they will be able to unblock and everything will be fine? Is it a timing issue with all of Olympics coming up and all of this disaster?
Well, yes, of course, the earthquake, Olympics.
Yes.
So the government has become very, very sensitive.
Is it going to be
Wanda Cartesini?
Oh, hi Wanda.
Hi Wanda.
Okay.
Is it going to be so long
joined
that it's going to make it a time critical thing? Are we going to not be able to process the application on this matter?
Well, this is a very good question. I really don't know how long it's going to take. I actually call the Great Firewall Manager. They said they're going to investigate the case, but they have thousands of the cases in hand. I guess it will take quite a long time. But the issue is that whether the due diligence will be or is now being delayed because of this.
Well, yes, because it almost means that it's gone back. It's through no fault of the applicant, but it's also through no fault of our process. Is it? And you are concerned that if we wait for it to be cleared that the ALS will lose enthusiasm, they don't want to delay. They want to continue on the normal time course?
No, they're still having a discussion in the English section.
Oh, I guess the applicant would be upset if they would be put on hold for a very long time.
Sure. Okay. Well, perhaps we can if we get through the pro forma business for tonight, we could raise that under any other business. Would you like that to be the case?
I don't have any
particular suggestion. I just raise this issue. And another problem is that the website is now being blocked. It's actually in Chinese. So I don't know whether it could be a mirror to the wiki.
Oh, well, a mirror, if that's not going to cause delay and concern from the firewall management people, as you rightly said, you don't want to impede from the Chinese government side of things either. So, I think we should just try and find a solution, obviously, but it needs to be one that both the applicant and the government that they clearly want to work with are happy with.
Oh, sure, that's very thoughtful, and especially the applicant. Oh, well, I mean the members of the ALS applicant, all from China. They are based in China, they're living in China, so...
Yes. I wonder, Hong, if there is a chance for, if the block cannot be lifted in a timely manner, if some other form of endorsement could be sourced and that could act instead of that piece of due diligence for at least the local language website.
Well, yes. When I was a member of ALAC, I did quite a few due diligence for this ALS applications. For most of them, they hadn't set up a website when filed the applications. So I called them, actually. Actually, I called you organization. I thought, oh, really? When I was in Australia.
I was going to say, we would have had a website.
Oh, yes, I understand you. But for the two ALSs in Hong Kong, such as HKIF and ISAC Hong Kong, I called them, I interviewed the two leaders, and I got sort of endorsement.
I think we should be able to find a workaround, but it needs to be one that all parties, particularly the government officials, are happy with. We don't want to get the new ALS off on the wrong foot, do we?
Oh, sure.
One thing, if memory serves, even if you don't have an ALS applicant with an existing website, I thought they only needed to undertake that they would be having one and do that in a timely manner.
Yes. That's true.
Okay, we should be up to the time where we're starting our meeting, and I'd like to have a roll call to see who's here. Obviously, I'm here, and Hong's here, and Vanda's here, and Fatimata is here, but who else is here?
I'm going to switch to the French channel.
Okay.
All right, Sharon?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll speak more slowly again.
Please do, for the translator. The interpreter, I should say. All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you soon in French.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Okay. Who else do we have?
Wendy Seltzer.
Join.
Hi, Wendy. Just
Fatimata.
Good left. Morning.
Okay, who else do we have? Who do we have on the other channel? We have Hawa on the French channel. Can someone confirm? If you can't get through on the phone link and you're on Skype, can you confirm whether Power is here?
¿Podrían confirmar si alguien está aquí?
She might be at the French channel.
Well, the French channel should still be able to tell me if she's there.
Alguien en el canal en francés debe poderme decir si alguien está ahí.
Okay. Well, if we don't have a whole bunch of people saying they're here, we're certainly not quorate yet, so we'll need to wait anyway.
Realmente no tenemos ningún quórum si no tenemos gente aquí.
Tanya, we're just hearing an echo of the translator. I assume it's the French translator, or it might be Spanish. I don't know.
I'll let them know. I'm having trouble trying to get on my dial out, so I'm getting busy signals or people not
okay.
there.
Okay. All right. So we'll obviously have to give it for a few more minutes.
But apparently they are asking for if there is somebody in the French channel, and apparently nobody's answering.
Okay, well, Frederick's just said he's going to go off to the French channel, so that's fine. Okay. Vanda, you only have a short time tonight, don't you?
Yeah. I have a flight today.
Yeah, okay. I have apologies from Robert and Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other apologies?
Robert.
Have we heard from Jose?
Ya tenemos a Jose.
Matthias, you're on the call still, aren't you? Or do I need to type at you? Okay, so Matthias is in the Spanish channel, so I do have to type at you. I don't mind typing at you, I just need to know if I need to type at you. And Tanya from Adigo has said she's having some trouble dialing out to some people. They're dialing... is either engaged or they're unable to answer.
Ya sea que no se han podido conectar o no han podido responder.
Has there been any indication in any of the RALO meetings?
¿Hay alguna indicación sobre
if people are going to be able or not able to attend tonight?
¿Van a poder asistir o no?
Ron Sherwood.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Joined.
I'm fine. How are you?
Muy bien, gracias.
Good. We just have a little echo of, we think Spanish, it could be French, not quite sure, but we're just hearing one of the translation channels.
Estamos oyendo alguno de los canales de traducción, un eco de los canales de traducción.
So, hi, are we going to talk about these items in this sequence?
I'm happy to change the sequence if you would like to propose that. Is that what you wish?
Well, not really a proposal, but I assume that it would be useful to go to the Paris planning.
Yes, it would be, but in fact, we've had a Paris planning meeting since that agenda was put up, and so it's rather more a matter of reporting back from the Paris planning meeting.
Oh, you have
and
a...
asking if anyone here has any particular burning agenda item that they would like to have put on to any of the meetings that we have with other constituencies.
Oh, I see. Okay. So when will be that planning meeting?
Did you want to raise a few points? While we're not quorate, we can certainly talk profitably.
Oh. Well, I'm just wondering whether we should have a workshop on IGN.
Spanish interpreter on the English channel.
On IGN? Left. We're going to have IGN workshops up to our eyeballs.
Oh.
I mean, if we're not sitting in an IGN workshop, we'll be sitting in an IPv6 workshop. There seems to be nothing but public workshops on those topics. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I'm not sure that we need to do an at-large one. I think at-large needs to be involved in the existing planned workshop. What
joined. Joined.
Oh?
Hello.
Yes, hello, who's this?
This is Ron.
Yes, Ron, go ahead.
No, I am the CCNSO, and I'm an observer, and I was listening to conversations, and they disappeared, and now I'm speaking to you. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Cheryl, and I hope you're speaking to everybody, at least on the English channel. And you're being translated into French and Spanish.
Hello, Ron.
Who's that with the noisy line? Is that you, Wendy?
If it was I who just unmuted, then I will mute again until trying to...
At least we know when it's your line that way, Wendy. So, sorry, Ron, we did hear you come in.
Okay, I can hear you, and as you know, I'm an observer, so I stay quiet most of the time.
Well, in fact, while we're not yet quorate, and Hong was discussing the issues of whether or not there should be an additional IDN workshop, perhaps a CCTLD view would be, or a CCNSO view would be worthwhile looking at. Do you have anything to suggest? As you know, there's quite a bit of workshop time committed to the IDN fast track in Paris.
Yes, I agree.
Joined.
Okay. Who is? I've had a couple of people join. Can I ask for a roll call?
This is Ron.
I have Ron, Wendy, Hong. I have Cheryl, Fatimata, Vanda, and Howa. Who else do I have? Yes, Nick, I can see you're here. Thank you for typing at me. I'm happy for people to Skype at me if they don't want to unmute themselves. But
left.
We must have more than Fatimata, Vanda, Power, and myself as ALAC. I have apologies from Carlos. I have apologies from Robert. Okay. Well, I would think then, while we have the benefit of our liaisons on both IDN and CCNSO, looking at what we can do for discussion in the IDN workshop that's already planned, could we have that discussion? And I'll ensure that that becomes part of the meeting agendas if we get any outcomes. Hong, would you like to pursue that? Hong, are you there?
Ron,
are you speaking to me? This is Ron.
No, Hong, I'm speaking to Hong.
No, it's a blend of Hong. Oh.
Sorry, but Ron, if you have something to say on this matter, please go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I was listening, but I thought I heard my name. That was why I asked. But I will stay quiet.
No, you don't. Please, no, don't stay quiet.
No, yes. Nothing.
Cheryl, this is Tanya. Did you say you got apologies from Hawa?
No,
okay.
I thought you had Hawa on the line.
No, we're unable to get her.
No, no, la
puedo. Okay, deep sigh, fine. Thank you, Tanya.
Okay.
Okay. Right, Vanda.
Yeah?
With the amount of time you have, which is absolutely equal to the amount of time Wendy has, and I'm sure seeing as Fatimata has been on this call since, or she's been trying to get on this call sort of 15 minutes early, we should at least have some discussion on what we need to do for Paris planning and just ensure that perhaps some of the summit planning is covered off.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to raise any particular points in the short time you have with us tonight?
Not particularly.
No,
I don't have a specific point. Like to have more, let's start. Do we have a quorum now?
No, we don't.
No, not really.
We don't.
We have you, me, and Fatimata.
Ah, well.
What? Which is very, very disappointing. Now, I know, for example, that Carlos will be able to join tomorrow night. I also noted from Wendy's email that Matthias, you should note that Wendy was unable to look at the wiki link for the Exco meeting, where we have invited tomorrow evening for me, morning for you, the liaisons and the working group people, as well as then the Uralo people to join us, with a particular focus for Paris and Summit, and obviously the working group activities and updates. Hong is going to be staying on the clashed IDNC working group call, but I will leave the IDNC call, join the EXCO call, and then go back to that. But, Matthias, is it possible to solve the resolution of viewing? Is there a reason Wendy can't see anything on the wiki from that link? Nick's telling me it's 6 now. Thank you, Nick. And I'm going to suggest that if many of us are gathering together at a slightly earlier time tomorrow night, that I will call this meeting to a end and hope that we do get a large enough number in our EXCO and liaison meeting tomorrow night to finalise the discussion items. The items for decision at this meeting, the ALAC statement, number one, has been sent a review piece that went to the list, and I have received no feedback other than obviously from the executives who were part of creating that document. The matter of ALAC working group and representation of regions was in fact being discussed, and I thought
Cheryl
agreed, one moment, I thought I had agreed was going to be further discussed in Paris. I'll take some discussion on that for a couple of minutes before we close tonight. The very important matter of the public comment period needs to be dealt with, and if we're going to put that towards the board for consideration. So I'd like that to, if not be discussed online, to be discussed at the executive meeting with the liaisons. And list moderation issues will have to be settled by the executive because we cannot continue as we are now. Yes, go ahead.
Cheryl, this is Tanya, the operator calling. I have Hawa to go into the French line, but she's asking that we call her back in 20 minutes.
No, won't happen. It's not going to happen. We're
okay.
going to close off the meeting.
Okay.
So, we'll lift power as an apology. The matter of list moderation is something that we have to finalise. We've had an extended period of time where we've had one particular person moderated to three per day to the public at-large list. That doesn't mean that there's not up to 9 or 11 posts that come through per day on to be moderated, and it's simply the first three get through. There's no censorship involved. It's quite a strain as a manual system, and Sebastian suggested that we remove the moderation and remind all the participants in the working group of the rules of engagement, which I actually did today in hopeful preparation for a decision.
Okay, this is Nguyen from Vietnam.
Ah, hello, Suhu, how are you?
Hello?
Yes, hello, how are you? Can you hear me?
This is Cosa joining.
Anh ơi, trong ngõ em tí nhá, em nói chuyện khoảng nửa tiếng, kéo quần lên.
Who was it other than Suhu?
Joined.
This is Cosa joining.
Did somebody else catch that?
This is the operator. Can you repeat who just joined the call? Can you repeat?
This is Cosa joining.
Call center?
Hello?
Can I have your name, please?
My name is Huệ Nguyễn from Vietnam. H-U-E.
From Vietnam?
Yes.
Are you trying to join the ALAC call?
Yes. Who should be here? It's the other caller.
Okay. Sir, can you please state your name?
My name
Jose Salgueiro.
Ah, Jose.
Jose, okay.
Couldn't hear you, Jose.
Okay.
Couldn't hear you. Okay.
Okay, so I can check him off the list. I've been getting busy signals with your phone.
Okay. Excellent. Now, Vanda has about 10 minutes if that to spare with us. We were just discussing, it's almost in reverse order now, the decisions for this meeting. The list moderation issues, we're not quorate yet, but we must discuss the matter of list moderation. A suggestion from Sebastian is that we just lift the moderation and remind everybody of...
Could I interrupt the English group? My name is Jonathan. I'm speaking from Los Angeles. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have an instruction here to introduce myself. I'm a French interpreter. I'm in Los Angeles, and I've been asked to get the names of all the English participants, and I would tell you the names of the French participants.
Okay, Adigo, can you handle that?
Should we tell your our name?
Do you want us to do a roll call? Is that right?
Yes, that's my instruction. I hope I'm not interrupting your conversation.
Yes, you are interrupting our conversation. And
I'm sorry.
If you'd like us to do a roll call, we can do, but equally, the roll call that I was asking was the call manager from Adigo able to send you the list. However, we have Cheryl Langdon Orr on the English channel.
Can I just make a note of that? Cheryl Langdon Orr.
Can you...
Excuse me, is there anyone on the French channel, please?
Yes, there is.
I'm not hearing you. Are you agreeable to do that roll call?
I am hearing you extraordinarily loudly in my ear, and unless there is someone on the French channel, it's hard to understand what's happening here.
Thank you, Wendy. Yes, you're coming through very loud to us.
I'm sorry, I'll speak more quietly. Is that all right?
That's fine. As far as I know, and I'm Cheryl Langdon Orr, you have Fatimata on the French channel. Is that correct?
I have three people on the French channel. One is Fatima, one is Didier, and one is Frederick.
Okay, that's fine, Didier and Frederick. Welcome, Didier.
And I'm before I go over, if you wouldn't mind giving me the other names, that's what they've told me to ask for.
I am Hue from Vietnam, H-U-E, in the English channel.
What is your name, please?
H-U-E.
H-U-E, okay.
Vanda.
Vanda. Yes. Pardon? Okay, the names that I have so far, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I'm hearing them correctly. Cheryl, and then H-U-E, and Vanda.
You also have a Wendy.
Wendy.
A Hong, H-O-N-G.
I'm sorry, there's so much noise here, I can't hear. Could you...
H-O-N-G. Hong. And you have Ron, R-O-N. Do you have everything you need now? I'll assume that's a yes, and we'll get back to the discussion on list moderation.
Left.
It's extremely time-consuming for staff to do the manual moderation. We have a...
vous m'écoutez en français?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Vous m'écoutez en français?
We now can hear the French on the English channel. Now, we have the proposal that we lift all moderation and we remind all participants of what is fair and reasonable behaviour. I have posted the behaviour, the code of conduct, to the list in preparation for that today. What is the view of those at this meeting on that matter? My personal view is that we lift the moderation and anything that is excessive in size of copying, so the CCs, it should go to the list and only to the list, should be pointed out as inappropriate for any of us to do. And that the rest goes through until the community asks for it to change. What is your view?
Sorry, Cheryl, are you talking about item 4?
I am, because we weren't core 8. In fact, we're still one under, and we must give instructions to the executive to finalise the moderation issues. Hong, what is your view? Lift moderation and have...
I guess we should remove that person from the list altogether, so there won't be any noises. I am HO.
Okay, that your view is for removal of the person from the list.
Right.
What is your view, Vanda?
I'm with Huang that probably the get out of the list is kind of issues to have a better communication among
us. Jose, your view on banning someone from the public at large list?
Yes, I follow what Hong just say.
Okay, thank you, Hugh. Jose? He may have dropped. I must say I am greatly concerned at the prospect of banning someone from a list. I think that is a very extreme action, but I also don't want moderation causing a great deal of manual labour. When I ask for the internal ALAC list to respond to me on how they wish to go forward with this matter, we didn't get any feedback other than I've outlined tonight. But if we have a call for the banning, then I really have to say on what basis.
True.
Why are we proposing to ban this person from the list? A number of this per day? Yes, go ahead, please.
Cheryl, this is Ron.
Yes, Ron.
Are you interested in my opinion?
I certainly am.
Over the years, I have participated in many attempts to organize at-large online. Every attempt failed because the discussions online are captured by trolls. And I have learned over the years that what a troll does is to so distress that they stop participating. I am therefore very much in favor of banning a troll based on the negative impact that person has on the whole. And I think after a warning should be banned if voted off by the majority of the people or the majority of those that actually participate or the majority of those that are given the authority to make such a ban. That is my opinion.
Thank you for that, Ron. The authority sits with the chair, and I certainly believe it should sit with the executive as opposed to just the chair on such a serious matter as banning. Moderation is something that can be quickly implemented and indeed has been. And I should tell you that I have sent no less than three private warnings to this particular individual during this moderation period as well as the moderation that that staff has been doing on the number of posts per day. I still would like to ensure that at least all of the ALAC, because it is an ALAC list, has thought this over and probably does indeed vote on it. But your suggestion, Ron, was perhaps all that the list participants may need to have their opinion sought. Is that correct? That we should poll?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last sentence.
Are you suggesting, Ron, that it might be fruitful for us to poll the list participants?
I think that would be a very good idea because that way everyone has an opportunity to make their feelings known. And they could be taken into account. However, there are known trolls that have, over a period of many years, purposely disrupted ALAC attempts at...
yes, indeed. And in fact, it is exactly that problem that we have, not unsurprisingly, been dealing with now. All right, well, go ahead.
Would you care to name this particular, or at least the screen name of this particular person?
This call is recorded, Ron, and stays on the public record.
Okay.
I don't think it's any... Look, we don't really need to talk around the issue. Everybody who has read the list has seen that this is a known troll from... the earliest days of the list, and I'm happy to add his name to the conversation, but I won't overrule anyone else.
Okay. My concern is that the enormous progress made in the last 2 years has brought in large numbers of participants who are probably not aware of the history of this particular person and maybe others. I think those that are aware of and have the responsibility to move the organization forward should be able to take the responsibility to make such a judgment.
I certainly think the polling concept is a good one. But what I'm hearing is very much from this group that the removal from list is the way forward.
And so that has my vote, I'm entitled to a vote.
Well, of course you are. It's a public at-large list we're discussing. All the other lists are member-based, and so it's better controlled. Well, I think what we will do is the executive will further that and move towards establishing a broad consensus on the matter, because this has to be finalised by the end of the month.
Please don't forget to announce your name when you start to speak.
Well, I was typing who was saying what, but if we don't have the translators on the Skype or message system, that's not going to work, is it? Right. Thank you, Nick. If they're not incommunicado, then the length of this call is now going to double because I'm now going to say Cheryl. And I'm now going to say Cheryl is going to move back from number four and look at the other matter that may need to be discussed online and which I would like very much to have the member input, particularly from the liaisons here tonight, on the matter of the public comment period in ICAM policy matters, with ALSs often being not-for-profit that may meet monthly or bi-monthly even, and RALO meetings occurring monthly, and ALAC meetings occurring monthly, the idea of getting feedback in 30 days on important matters of policy input simply doesn't work. What do you all think about putting forward a proposal, hopefully with the support of other constituencies who I suspect would be equally challenged in this turnaround period, to look at a more reasonable, perhaps 45-day minimum, to be raised to the board's attention? The reason this matter is for decision in a time-critical way is because we have a certain amount of time before the Paris meeting where this proposal could be forwarded by Wendy on our behalf. I open for your views. Please identify yourselves before you speak. Xander, anything before you go?
Wendy, I'll jump in.
Thank you, Wendy.
So the issues in contention here are ICANN's ability to do anything in a relatively expeditious pace versus the ability to fully vet things through public comment. And I would suggest that the approach has to be a bit tailored to the issues in question. There are some things that we will want to have done quickly and nobody will care to comment on, and extending a six-month comment period will simply waste time. And so I would just recommend flexibility in asking for extensions of time, and as well ask whether there is any history of comments made when time is extended, or whether we're asking for something that no one will use.
Fair point, and I certainly think we should be looking at a Cheryl, an effective minimum, and that's where 45 days came up, which allows at least a meeting to be held and a follow-up meeting to be held in a monthly cycle. Do we wish to pursue it? Jose? Howard from the French Channel? Oh, sorry, Howard is an apology. She was going to dial back in later. Fatimata from the French Channel? Your thoughts, please?
Hello, I don't get the whole point. So what are we supposed to say on this?
Should we pursue requesting the board to extend their normal 30-day turnaround time for policy input from the community to a minimum of, say, 45 days? And Wendy was pointing out that, of course, extensions may not be used, and you also need to have policy worked on expeditiously. I've typed into Skype saying that you also need to perhaps do better prep in the build-up to those policy processes, and looking at input in smaller bite-sized pieces is possible.
Hello?
That helps.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Could I interrupt? I'm from the French section, and Fatima is expressing the opinion that the 45 days would be desirable because there's a lot to be done.
That is certainly, Cheryl, here, that is certainly what I have been hearing from some of the ALSs. Could I have some other opinions?
Well, Vanda?
Please, go ahead, Vanda.
Well, I believe that we need some flexibility here because really there is some issues on policy. There is no much what to comment on the public comment. And others that we really need a longer period of time to allow people to comment and go back and come back and discuss in their groups and so on. So I'm not sure if it's possible to expand the number of the days and make it more flexible after some 15 days, no comments at all, they are able to
Jacqueline Morris
just
joined.
I guess I understand that, Vanda, and welcome, Jacqueline.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, we have a French and Spanish channel, so we need to try and A, speak slowly, and B, identify ourselves as we begin to speak. So welcome, Jacqueline. Cheryl, still. Vanda, I understand that, and I certainly agree with the need for flexibility, but we do need to better engage the community, and to do that, we do have to give the community at least a reasonable minimum amount of time to respond.
Yeah, yeah. I believe what we have this kind of discussion with the GAC some time ago, because the governments need to call the community and some process are longer than the normal one. And certainly they decide to have their decision is each 3-4 months to get the feedback from one meeting to another meeting. But some of those, I believe that those issues that are interesting for governments are also interesting for the community. So we could have the same period of time. So we have till another formal meeting to have ALAC position, for instance, in specific issues to allow us to call the community properly.
Thank you, Vanda.
I'd like to come in if I'm permitted.
You are always permitted, Ross.
Okay, I'm the interpreter, and I have a comment from Fatima, who's in favor of the 45 days, but she says that it would be desirable for people to get a reminder every week so that they know that they're under a deadline.
Thank you, Fatima. Excellent point. I think it's not just a matter of it being a new minimum time. We probably also need to look at a better mechanism to engage.
Hong Xue.
Left.
Hong did advise us early that she was unable to stay on the call for very long. Vanda, I believe we'll be losing you in just a few moments, correct?
Okay.
Are you? So would you like
yeah,
to...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I just don't want you to miss the plane. I would like to, based on our conversations tonight, look at furthering this this matter as part of better engagement with the community, and not just at large, but some of the other constituencies. Perhaps Wendy could raise this as a as an issue on our behalf, or flag it as an issue on our behalf. And we certainly, I think, need to discuss when we meet with GAC, and perhaps Ron and Jacqueline, also with the CCNSO, whether or not they feel that we can get a slightly more achievable minimum time, but a better input and engagement model, which includes reminders and includes background briefings. And on that matter, I would like to also have into the minutes for tonight's meeting the recognition of the excellent briefing template that was prepared as part of the summit working group activities by Evan from North American RALO. He's the chair of NA RALO. I know that most people who've looked at those have had nothing but positive things to say about the template. But similar systems, or I would like to suggest that system endorsed, of simple language, background briefings on matters that then can be translated into useful local language, would be a great adjunct as well as just extending a minimum period of time. It needs to be more than just a shift of deadline. Nick is asking whether or not he can plug the translation survey. Nick, I'm hoping you will be prepared to come off mute and do that in just one moment. But I would like to just share, and for the record, one way that an ALS can ensure that it's got input into ICANN policy, and that is something that we did in the Australian ALS, ISOC AU, at our strategic planning day held earlier this month, where we enshrined into our strategic plan that input into ICANN policy processes was a requirement for our own KPIs. So our executive director actually has to put in responses to domain pasting, and she did. And she has to put in our responses to other matters, and that will include IBM Fast Track. So there are a number of tools that we could use, and I'd like to think that in Paris, particularly in our one day, we can explore those. Nick, please go ahead with your plug for the translation survey.
This is Ron.
Go ahead, Ron.
Sorry, just unmuting. I just want...
Sorry, Nick. Ron just wanted to say something. Then you're next. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, I've understood everything that has been said. I think that we should advise ICANN of the special circumstances that we have to deal with the many different ALSs and ROAs, etc., and that we attempt to meet the 30-day deadline, but with provision for an automatic one or two automatic two-week extensions when we are unable to meet them, or when our constituency is unable to meet them. Is that a possibility?
All things are possible. And I think having option A, an option B, an option C are excellent plans. Thank you for that suggestion, Rob.
If I may just follow up, the reason is I have learned that if there is a 30-day option on day 29, most people think about it. If there's a 60-day option on day 59, most people think about it. And I think keeping the 30-day deadline, but with options where it's a way to overcome that.
Go ahead, Nick, if you can fight the airline.
Yes, I just wanted to briefly remind everyone that there is a survey on translation and interpretation available in 11 languages. We have so far over 100 respondents in the first week, which is a nice start, but I note that only 14 of those respondents are from the individual internet user classification, and only 8 domain name registrants have replied so far. And also, we only have a small handful of Chinese, Japanese, and certain other language groups. So please, if you have contact with other language groups, or even within your ALSs, if you can forward the survey announcement in the language that fits that community, so that we, you know, get the best turnout possible. It will certainly be beneficial for the progress of multilingualism.
Okay. Comments, questions? No comments, no questions?
This survey can be in any language. If my local language is Vietnamese, can I do that? Forward it to the people here.
Nick, can you answer, please? Did you hear Hugh's question? Is it in Vietnamese, for example?
The 11 languages are Arabic, Chinese, English, French, German, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Portuguese, and Spanish. Those are the top languages in use on the internet. That's how that choice was made. Hopefully, at least one of those languages will be accessible.
But Hugh, I think what is important, Cheryl here, what is important, Hugh, is that for the Vietnamese language community to respond and say translation and multilingualism is important, is
left.
Essential. Okay. Fatimata, in the French channel, is there some comments, seeing as obviously French will be one of the languages we will always look after, but if we're expanding African ALSs, many of them will be French. Can we expect some more African input into the multilingual survey?
This is the French interpreter, and I have asked them if they have any comments, and I'm not hearing any comments at this moment.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. And the Skype list has had some stats brought in on that from Nick. Thank you very much, Nick. was planning on this being a short meeting. Oh, live and in real time. Thank you, Nick and Deb. I was planning on this being a short meeting, and as a number of our members have had to leave and couldn't give any more time than they already have, I would like to call for any final comments and other business. I would like it noted that the matters of the public comment period and best mechanisms will be explored and will be forwarded as a piece of work, that the list moderation issues will go to a broader poll, but the choice will be to ban or not. That the matters of the ALAC working group and representation of regions is the focus of much of our Paris planned agenda for our one-day workshop, and that the review on process involved in all recently lodged ALAC statements has been passed on to both the at-large list and the internal list. The Paris one-day workshop and other meeting agendas has been dealt with in a planning meeting, and I would encourage additional points that may wish to be raised, particularly with our meeting with the ICANN board members, to be discussed both on our list, the public list, and also to be finalised by the executives when they're meeting with both URALO and the liaison chairs and working group chairs tomorrow at the executive meeting, where we're having a open invitation to a much wider group of people. That the summit planning working group will be meeting. Perhaps Matthias can give me the proposed date, but I believe it will be either Tuesday or Thursday next week. I'm not sure. There seems to be so many meetings on at the moment. But the summit working group has another meeting very shortly.
Cheryl?
And that we... Yes, go ahead.
Alan Greenberg.
Oh, hello, Alan. What would you like to tell us?
Joined.
There you are on the agenda.
Hello, Alan.
Who else is here? Is the meeting still going on?
It's about winding up time, Alan.
Yep, we're convening.
I couldn't hear what someone just said. A lot of static came on the line.
That was Wendy's line. She has the world's noisiest line. But, Alan, that's one hell of a way to get your name on the attendance list. That's all I can say.
I take it you're just finishing?
Yes.
then my name is not on the list.
No. I'm going to give you the opportunity, along with everyone else, to raise any other business. I was just saying what is important is that the IDN fast-track process on the matters of language expert panels and on objection procedures must be grappled with. And we really need the input from the RALOs and the ALSs, and not just those that are affected by IDN. And now we're calling for basically any comments and any other business. So, Alan, do you have any?
I do have one thing, but I'm just trying to find the detail. I have no comments on that. I support what you just said.
Well, the floor's yours. For the short time, the floor's open.
Give me 30 seconds to find something.
Not a problem. We, while you're doing that, I'll tell you that Vanda has had to get on a plane. Fatimata, Didier, and I've had a mental blank. Frederick, on the French channel. Jose is here. We have Wendy, Ron, and Jacqueline as liaisons present. We have Thu Hu from Vietnam here tonight. We have, did I mention Jose? I think I did. And we had apologies from Carlos and Robert. And you've had your 30 seconds, haven't you?
The only thing, there was a GNSO drafting team that we were looking for and that we were supposed to be talking about at the last meeting. The drafting mm-hmm. team, I believe, is supposed to be wrapping up in a week and a half. I don't think there's anything that we can do at this point on that one.
No.
But I will. I'm sorry, I just can't find the email right now as we're talking. But I will send out something to the list. I'm not able to participate in that one. We had no other volunteers. I did ask at one point.
I shall meet with you fine folks later. Thank you, Wendy.
So at this point, if it's anything really urgent, I'll bring it up at a meeting on Thursday.
Okay.
Wendy Seltzer.
Left.
Is there anything... Alan, is there anything we need to be aware of between now and Paris that we need to do with the GNSO?
Well, as I said, there's one thing, and I can't find the details right now. We're having there's an executive meeting that I'm invited to either tomorrow or Thursday, is there not?
Tomorrow, correct.
Tomorrow. Okay, I'll dig it up by then and make sure we talk about it. If there's any action we need to do, we'll do it via phone.
Excellent. And I think we'll have a bigger lineup at the executive meeting than we did tonight. So I think we can probably just further some of these unfinished items if there are any at that point.
Yeah, my apologies for my bad timing.
No, not a perfectly good timing. One thing we did discuss at some length early on was the list moderation issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we will... looking at polling under, I think, a very reasonable suggestion of Ron Sherwood's, not just ourselves on the question of to ban the currently moderated person, but also the wider members and participants of the at-large, the public at-large list.
Okay.
So that's going to have to be settled very, very soon because it's quite an impost on staff time to continue the moderation.
Understood.
The other matter was the public comment period on ICANN policy matters, and we had a quite interesting discussion on the advantages of an extension of minimum time from 30 to 45 days or stick with effective minimum time but have reasonable fortnightly extensions more easily sought for better outreach. So that's an exploratory, it's something that we need to work with on the other constituencies, and if we're going to engage community, we obviously need to give community enough time to actually engage.
Well, I think we need a process. Regardless of what the time frame is, we need a process by which we can get things running without waiting for meetings.
And Fatimata said regular reminders early on.
Mm-hmm.
Suggestions of smaller bite-sized pieces during a process would be useful as well.
Yeah.
So I think we need to try and develop a better model for engagement where deadlines is part of it, not all of it.
Yeah, I agree there.
Good. Well, I think we've got you up to speed, and if there is anybody on the French or Spanish channel who would like to raise any other business or matters, if they would care to make that known now.
Cheryl, this is Jacqueline. No, I'm not on French or Spanish, but with regard to just one thing, the multilingual and the comment period issues are kind of tied up together because it doesn't matter if it becomes 45 days or 60 days if the translation doesn't come out until 10 days before the closing.
Yes, good point.
So the comment period should really start from the day that the translations are available. So if they come out 15 days later, start whatever period from that day and not from the day that the English one comes out.
To be quite candid, though, Jacqueline, if we don't have a process which works in English, it's not going to, we're not going to work in the other languages also.
No, I agree with that, obviously.
All we're doing is delaying the time we don't respond in.
But that is one of the reasons that people have been saying that they cannot participate in a timely manner, that, you know, the thing comes in, the translation comes out 2 weeks or 3 weeks after the English one comes out. So the English people have more time, if time was an issue. Obviously, that's not the only issue.
And Alan, and I'm not sure, Jacqueline, whether you were on the call when I made this comment, one way that at least one ALS is intending to get around its engagement issues is that it's, at its strategic planning day, it's enshrined as part of its key performance indicators, effective interaction with ICANN policy development as one of its own corporate objectives.
Yeah, I heard that
better. That's also a KPI for the executive director.
Well, if I may be permitted to interrupt at some stage?
Go ahead.
The Fatima is just making the comment that the same subject seems to have been discussed at great length, and she's not sure if she really understood the full conversation.
If you wouldn't mind, Cheryl, here, if we could just make sure that Fatimata realises what was just happening then was a review of what had happened earlier in the meeting for the benefit of one of our ALAC members who only recently arrived.
All right, I'm going to tell her that. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, and I just found the email on the request for people to work on the drafting team. I will forward it to everyone immediately. This is a team which is supposed to report back by June 7th, which is a week and a half from now, and has not, to as far as I can tell, gotten started yet. I'm not going to have enough connectivity over the next week and a half to work on it. If anyone else wants to, they are welcome. But I'll sort it out. It just came in yesterday.
Okay, so it's not as if we're being.
We're not the only ones not responding quickly.
Well, I think that it would be very good if we could have a look at that and perhaps offer to be involved.
Yeah, it was already discussed when I sent out the motions before our last meeting, but I'll send this out.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
Okay, it's time for us to wind up this meeting. I will be having the pleasure of talking to several of you, if not all of you, again at tomorrow's meeting. I would remind you that we have several calls for commitment on time preferences for meetings that go out on Doodle, D-O-O-D-L-E, and that includes, I think, if Nick or Matthias could confirm for me, please, do we have a date now for the Fast Flux briefing?
Cheryl, hi, this is Matthias. Fast Flux briefing will be on Thursday the 5th at 1300 UTC.
Thank you very much. Can that be not only part of the minutes but sent out widely now that that is settled?
Yeah, we'll send out an invitation soon.
Because we really are getting a little bit too short in busy schedules between agreements on dates and the actual meetings. I know we can't do much about that right now, but it would be nice to have longer times to get things in our diaries in the not-too-distant future. So that's Thursday the 5th at, was it 1300 or 1330?
1300.
And will that be in translation channels or just English?
Well, we wanted to have it in French and Spanish, but nobody signed up for Spanish and French, so
okay.
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, if they haven't signed up for it, well, there you go.
Yeah.
English it will be, but at least we offer it. Thank you for that. Does staff have anything else they'd like to raise to our attention before I finalise in under 2 minutes? Nick? Frederick? Anyone?
Hello, Sherry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry that I couldn't make to Paris meeting, but actually I sent an email to some channel to ask if I can travel with support, but now I'm waiting for their response. In case I can make myself there, I would like to be fully English.
Well, Hugh, that would be wonderful if you could.
Yeah.
I will look forward to that if possible. That would be great. But I gather from Nick and from Sebastian, who's involved in the on-the-ground planning for Paris in terms of the logistics and infrastructure, that we will not have the same problems as we had in some of our previous meetings with remote participation. Nick, in less than 60 seconds, can you brief us on that? Got to find the unmute button.
So I think I can hear in one or two about the responses.
Could you say again, please?
Yeah, I was trying to ask if my travel can be supported again. It's my fault that I missed the deadline to submit my request. So I don't have the information now, but I think I can have it in a day or two.
Okay. But what I am saying to you is we are not going to have...
Ron Sherwood.
Hi, Ron. We're not going to have poor remote participation. We should have good remote participation
left
this time.
Okay.
Okay. It's time for us to close tonight's meeting. I look forward to talking to all or more of you tomorrow at a slightly earlier start time of 1300 UTC. Is that correct? I'm pretty sure it is. And, okay, if Nick's on hold, there's nothing we can do about that, Zigo. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, liaisons and members of the ALAC. And I really look forward to a time when we have less logistical challenges and smoother teleconference meetings. Adigo, I'm sure you will know exactly what I am going to say after this conference about work smarter and more effectively during the process. Good night. Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Cheryl.
Left.
Okay, this is Huệ Nguyễn from Vietnam. Hello? Anh ơi, trông ngó em tí nhá, em nói chuyện khoảng nửa tiếng, kéo quần lên.
Left. Left.
Alan Greenberg.
Left.
Digo operator.
Left.
Jacqueline Morris.
Left. Left.
operator.
French interpreter on the English side.
Left.